What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Big Mouth Counselor. Happy New Year. It is January 18, 2022. I hope you guys are starting off an awesome, awesome new year. I hope and pray that you guys started this year off just being surrounded by love, being happy, being in peace, and just ready to go into the new year, just, you know, really crushing a lot of your goals. I know I wrote down a lot of things. I've been meditating daily. So just a lot of things that I'm ready to just kind of go ahead and scratch off my list and, you know, continue to do and really changing my habits. But today I wanted to talk to you guys, and it was really just placed on my heart to discuss this topic with you guys. And the topic is filling your space with good things. Lately, there has been a lot of things happening in the world. People are finding themselves in situations that they can't get out of. People are getting into accidents. Some homes are breaking. People are leaving this realm. It's just a lot of things that happened since the new year has been here, if that sounds right. And I kind of got the idea because I was on one of the one of my Patreons, and I received a message just really saying that, you know, we should always be surrounded by love and not really around people who reciprocate. We should always be surrounded by love because we are love. And I saw another one that was just saying, you know, I don't have to want or ask for success because I am success. And I really feel like those things go hand in hand with the topic of filling your space with good things. I know not every single day we may not practice good habits. We may not practice mindfulness or just being the best version of ourselves that we can be. We have those days where we're really just down and we don't feel, you know, we just feel a really low vibration, and it happens. We were not created to be this light all of the time, if that makes sense. You know, we are love and light inside and out, but some days we have those days where things are just a little too much to carry. And I get it. You know, I'm human. I do the same thing. I have my hands in so many things that I want to do this year. And, you know, some days it's just like, I don't think I can do this today. I don't think today will be a great day for me to perform at my best. And it's okay to say those things. It's okay to pause and stop yourself, because that is acknowledgement on our own, but also being selfish with our time to say, hey, maybe I do need to take a break and I need to worry about me and not everybody else. So filling your space with good things, it could be just having a bed full of fluffy pillows, your favorite blanket that's on your bed, spraying your room with like your favorite scent, lighting your favorite candle, being around your favorite person, watching your favorite movie or cartoons, whatever. Filling your space with good things just means vert up both literal and figuratively, because filling every space of you with love and the things that bring you comfort and excitement and happiness and peace means checking yourself from head to toe, from crown to root, filling yourself with the good affirmation, the self-love, the pampering, the meditation, the rest, that you need, the water, the nutrients that you get from your vitamins, your fruit, your vegetables, your protein, filling your space with good things. That is what I mean. When I say filling your space, literally surround your bedroom with things that uplift and inspire, your artwork, your plants, your lights, letting in the sunlight, and really just surrounding yourself with those good things to fill up your space. That space, you know, in your heart, you fill it with good things, affirmations, self-care, self-love talk, good conversation. Fill your mind with good conversation, stimulating things, pleasure. We are supposed to enjoy life's pleasures. We are not here to suffer. We are not here to be depressed. We are not here to vibrate so low that you feel like you can't pick yourself up. We are here to enjoy life's pleasures. We are here to enjoy pleasure, whether it comes from food, working out, sex, conversation, anything. We are here to enjoy life's pleasures. And filling up that space with good things brings about a new flower, a new sense of meaning, a new identity. It's like filling your plants with water. You're feeding them, you're fueling them, and then they grow into something so beautiful. When we talk about flowers, I recently picked up 3 new plants. 2 of those were orchids, which is my favorite flower. I was ecstatic to find such beautiful orchids, and I would just, you know, just like, oh, I can take care of these. It's not a problem. I'll make sure that they won't wither away and die. And I brought these, I brought one in December. And then the other 2, I believe I brought at the beginning of January, or either when we got, no, I think I brought the other 2 at the beginning of January. So my purple orchid I brought in December, and every single last petal has fallen off. Was I hurt? Yes. I thought for sure that I could salvage and save it even to the very last petal, because I talked to it, I nurtured it, I gave it love, I watered it, and it just did not seem to work. But when I looked at that plant, and I was just so happy about it, just absolutely loved it. It was purple. It stood tall. It was just so beautiful. Every day I woke up and I just went straight to my plant, was just talking to it, and just loved how I saw all the petals and the flowers just blooming. I saw the small buds that were coming. It was so beautiful, and I loved my flower. I gave it a name and everything. It was my plant baby. Well, it lasted about a month, and like I said, every day I would get up and do the things that I just thought, you know, maybe you should do, you know, for a flower. I was researching everything, reading the directions on the plant, all that good stuff. And when I saw that the petals were falling, I was so sad. I was just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving it enough love. Maybe I'm not talking to it enough. Like, you know, why is it doing this? I'm feeding it. I'm doing everything. And it's just the same thing in life. We could want something so bad. Water it, give it love, speak to it, nurture it, do whatever. And that thing, if it's not supposed to be there, it's not going to stay. And I feel like, you know, a lot of good things always come to an end. But it doesn't have to be like this horrible ending or just something where I need you out of my life. I feel like sometimes things have to change. And it's not sometimes. Let me correct myself. Things always have to change. Nothing is ever going to stay the same. You are never going to stay the same. So just like my plant, when I watched every single last petal fall, I felt like it was like a transformation of just watching me grow into this. I loved it so much and I wanted it to stay so much to even when the last petal fell, still trying to keep it. And when things like that happen, sometimes it's just there to let us know that it is time to let those things go. Everything won't always stay. And some things won't be the same. And I think when we fill our spaces with good things, we know and we recognize that things change, that things will not be the same, and that sometimes things do have to come to an end. And when you feed and fuel yourself, filling those spaces with good things, we change, we blossom, we transform, and we become someone else, but we're still us. So it's like the same thing when it comes to the flower. It may not have the petals, and maybe all I have is just a stem and a pot that has some beautiful little, you know, leaves on it. But in that moment, it gave me something very beautiful. It lasted for a month, well more than I thought it would. And I was still able to nurture and feed it. And it grew until it was time for it to go. So when you feed those spaces and you fill them with beautiful things, some things leave, some things shed and they fall off just like the petals of a flower. And all you're left with is just this green stem and these beautiful leaves. And there's nothing wrong with the stem and the beautiful leaves, because with that same stem and those beautiful leaves, it can actually grow new flowers. And the beautiful thing is, I have the pot, I still have my leaves, and I still have the stem that's standing up strong, just like it has those old flowers on it. But the stems where the flowers were coming from, they're still attached to that one big stem, meaning that it is ready to change and transform and grow something new. And who am I to stop it? So I want to send love to you guys and just encourage you to fill your spaces with good things. Fill your mind with beautiful words. Fill your heart with love. Fill your body with nurturing and adornment and just love on yourself. Fill those spaces, those rooms, those corners with things that make you feel good. Beautiful lights and plants and pictures and artwork and just fuzzy slippers or fuzzy rugs, whatever it is that makes you feel good or whatever is good. Fill all of your spaces with those good things. This year, fill up those spaces with good things. I want you to try that today. Fill your spaces with good things. And tell me how that works for you. I hope you guys have an awesome Tuesday. And I want to share with you guys that I will be offering more talks. As in, I'll be doing sessions. And I hope that each and every last one of you guys from wherever you are listening right now, I hope that we can meet one day over video, text, whatever the case may be. I'm here for you guys. I am at your service. And I hope that this new venture, coming straight from the podcast, will help someone on their journey as I needed someone to help me on mine. So be on the lookout for my life coaching sessions, my intuitive counseling sessions, and just really just like a spiritual advisement sessions. I'll also be doing card readings if that's something that you want. And I thank you so much for just supporting me and listening to me. So just be sure to follow all of my pages. Be sure to check out Mabel and Mary's Aromatherapy. And as always, guys, peace, love, and light. Bye.